Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff, one of our LifePoint pastors, and I want to welcome you today as we walk through God's Word together. Currently, I'm reading through Matthew's Gospel, and I came across the story in Matthew chapter 20 of Jesus sharing a parable about the kingdom of heaven and what it's like. And he likened the kingdom of heaven to an owner of an estate who early in the morning hires workers for his vineyard for an agreed-upon hourly wage. Then at 9 a.m., he sees more workers in the marketplace, and so he hires them. Then at noon, he does the same thing. He hires another shift of workers. At 3 o'clock, exactly the same thing, puts another shift of workers in the field. And even at 5 p.m., he still noticed workers who were idle, so he hires them and he sends them out in the field to work. And when evening came, it was time to settle up with everyone. So the workers were called in to receive their wages. And here's where it gets dicey for me. Matthew 20, 8 through 10 says it was time to pay the workers. And the owner says, begin with the last and end with the first and pay them for their day's work. And so those who were hired out first or the longest supposed they were going to get more, but they each received the same exact pay as those hired out at 5 p.m. And their complaint was, we borne the whole day's burden and we've endured the scorching sun, yet you're paying us the same pay as those who work no more than an hour. You know, what's up with that? And so the estate owner calmly explains the first shall be last and the last shall be first principle. He says, in essence, I've done you no injustice. I paid you the wage we agreed upon. If I choose to give the last employees the same amount as you, that's up to me. Why then do you begrudge my generosity? So those who are now last will be first, and those who are first will now be last. And so the takeaway from this parable, this study for me simply is this. Are the things that I value today worth everything I'm investing my resources like time, energy, and money in? I mean, what are my priorities? Do they line up with the abundant life that Jesus so desires of me? Are more hours at work, more money, notoriety for myself or my kids overemphasized by me daily? You know, the kingdom of heaven that Jesus described in Matthew's gospel, it's not so much a place as it is a reign. And it's not some reign or rule out there in the future to begin when Jesus comes again, but it's meant to be experienced in the here and the now. And the key component of this here and now kingdom, it's the great reversal. What's first in current culture, current worldview, is last in Jesus' kingdom. And what's valued as first in Jesus' kingdom naturally is going to be valued as last in this world. So to sum things up, what are we chasing after today that in the long run is not really going to matter? Sure, we all want nice homes and cars, nest eggs, but are those the firsts in our lives? And if they are, what's being sacrificed to gain them? My wife is more grounded in this area than me because she reminds me over and over again, Jeff, you need to put relationships at the top of the list. And I admit she's right. So maybe God's telling you right now that you're out of balance, that your current list of priorities like mine are upside down. So together, let's just take a moment and let's just ask the Lord to reveal areas of our lives that we've overvalued. And let's pray like the Apostle Paul, as he wrote in Colossians, since we have been raised with you, just say, since I have been raised with you, Jesus, help me aim for and seek things and treasures that are above, where you are seated at the right hand of the Father. And I know coming in last rubs against our human nature, but let's remember today, if we put ourselves last, God sees that as us coming in first. So this is Pastor Jeff hoping you have a weekend full of laughs. And one of the first things you do next Monday will be to tune into the Drivecast. God bless, guys.